This is Twit.
You're not going to see Colin Kaepernick wearing Beats by Dre anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you are.
I love that
move. He was wearing them today.
He got a $10,000 fine last week.
Yeah, it's paid for by Beats. It's cheap advertising.
They asked him, who pays for this? And he said, let's not talk about that.
Beats is clearly paying the fines. There are at least three or four players wearing them today.
So I love this story. I don't know why, but since we're talking about the NFL... up till last year, you saw those very prominently labeled Motorola headsets and all the coaches.
And that's all Bose.
And Bose bought the contract, paid the NFL a lot of money, and of course the headphones are now
But
Bose.
It's not just the headsets the coaches are wearing. It's that nobody's supposed to wear any non-Bose-branded headsets.
Apparently the athletes have agreed that within 90 minutes of the game, at beginning or end, you may not wear anything but Bose.
Yeah.
So sure. What does Colin Kaepernick wear at the press conference after the game last week? Beats by Dre. He's actually in the ads for Beats by Dre.
And Richard Sherman. I mean, these
and
guys
Richard
are all
Sherman,
good.
Yeah.
This is great publicity for Beats. I guarantee you Beats is paying the money for these.
I can imagine the call. Hey, Colin, you know that $10,000 fine? Just don't worry about it. Wear the headphones.
Well, look at what it costs for a one-minute ad in any football game. It's a lot less than $10,000.
And it's a lot better than an ad because Colin Kaepernick says, I'm not wearing Bose. I love my Beats.
Yeah.
I'll pay $10,000 to keep using my Beats.
If they fine him $250,000, that'll stop
it.
And here's the thing, and you're talking about it, and I guarantee you on SportsCenter they'll talk about it.
Right.
And this is terrific advertising for Beats.
And they both pretty much sound like crap compared to any decent set of headphones.
Isn't that
ironic? They sure do, don't they?
Yeah.
They're very I mean, I would imagine these Bose that they're giving. By the way, every NFL player got a pair of Bose headphones, obviously. Right. And I would imagine they'd sound at least as good as the Beats. But you know what? They don't look as good as the Beats. They don't have that style. They don't.
Sure, really, they're just cans.
Just cans.
Man. They don't even look that great.
And if you have a multi-million-dollar endorsement deal with Beats,
they look
as
great.
As Kaepernick and Sherman do, I would imagine you would just say, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that Richard Sherman Beats ad from last year before the Super Bowl is, I think, one of the best sort of sports, tech, pop culture crossover ads in history.
Did they do the same thing they did with Kaepernick, which is like everybody yelling at him and mad at him and he doesn't hear it because he's got...
Yeah, but for Kaepernick's like, you know, he's the hero. He's the quarterback.
Right.
The Sherman ad came right after Sherman was like screaming at ESPN at Michael Crabtree and like, you know, the weird racist thing that we do where we talk about angry black people being thugs like happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the ad is him like listening to that and then putting on the headphones and then like a day later winning the Super Bowl. And I thought that was
the tag. Oh, I love this ad. The tagline is hear what you want.
Right.
And so it's Sherman's perfect. Getting grilled by the press in the locker room. He's got his Beats. And at some point, he just goes, yeah, that's enough. I'm going to put on my headphones. That is a great. These are great ads.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
They're well done.
Now, is this Apple now? I mean, this is.
No, this at the time, this was just Beats.
Still Beats.
I think. Yeah. And I think
but
this
when
is what
But when Beats pays Kaepernick's $10,000 fine. Is it Apple?
It's got to be. They
it's
own
Apple.
Them.
Yeah, now it's Apple, yeah. But I think this is what Apple bought was this level of cool and this level of being plugged into the culture.
Right.
Whereas Apple used to be the company that sort of defined like a broad what's on your iPod kind of culture. But what they're plugged into now is like actually like technology is it's literally on this guy's head, right? Like he's a superstar. He's an athlete.
Yeah.
He's living this life. And he's wearing this stuff on his head, and Apple is now part of that conversation in a way that they weren't previously before.
Right.
But are they going to do that? How do they make this
It seems
Apple?
To me that with the Ray Rice situation and beating women, that Beats is not a really good name for
it's
anything.
It's the beat of the drum.
I'm just saying there's a connection here.
So
that thank you chat room. That's from the chat room.
Yeah, I'm
I appreciate
surprised.
The humor.
And what about beating women?
Yeah. writing my material.
What?
I think that's a terrible joke.
And the Sherman anti-Bose Act. What about that?
How do they stop with the chat? How do you convert this though to Apple? I mean, yes, Beats has that brand.
You don't.
Oh, who cares?
You basically.
I think you can't.
I don't think it matters. It's just a consumer brand.
Well, it's funny, right? Because they're pulling.
Why does it matter?
Pulling
doesn't
Bose,
matter.
They're pulling Bose out of the Apple Store.
Yes,
yep.
Pulling, all the Bose is gone.
You know, and that may be just as an irritation with the fight over the Beats headphones, but they're pulling Bose out of the Apple Store, and they probably let Beats do what Beats does best and try to be as hands-off with that as possible.
And just make money on the Beats sales and not worry about integrating it with the
Apple. Or maybe you'll start seeing a lot of sponsorships where basically maybe people that were using other phones are using their Beats headphones with an iPhone 6. And they're holding the iPhone 6 up as prominently as they are the Beats headphones.
I find when you go on an airplane, you got some guy with these big cans on, I think it looks stupid. You're going in the airplane and some guy's got his little phone, he's playing music, he's got these huge cans on his head. You're one of them? You're wearing big old, you too?
Biodynamics DT880s?
I love those Biodynamics.
Walk away from this conversation.
I think you're sitting at the wrong table.
Jeez, I'm at the wrong table for sure.
Just walk across the door and just open the door and then walk through the door and close the door and never look back. I'm telling you, this is a thing that we don't understand as people who talk about consumer technology, because what we're actually talking about is fashion and personal expression. And those things they work on different levels than how we assume. What you are saying is, I hate people who wear baggy jeans. What you're saying is, I hate people who wear NFL t-shirts to the bar.
That's bullish. Like, nobody's saying
that. No, it is absolutely the same. No,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's actually the exact opposite.
I wear noise-canceling headsets. I just don't like these big, giant cans. This doesn't mean I don't like baggy pants, or I do like baggy pants. I resent that.
But no, you're saying it's the same category. You're wearing.
I didn't say anything about categories. You're full of shit.
No, you're saying I like this kind. I wear this thing, and I think those.
No.
Because they have this function, but these.
You're
other
stereotyping.
Wearing,
actually, though,
I'm not stereotyping at
you're
all.
You're stereotyping.
That you are saying, I hate these people who wear cans.
I said I don't like going on the air.
But wait a minute.
On an airplane and seeing a bunch of people with big cans.
Do you like people who wear saggy pants?
I just think
that's ridiculous.
I love saggy pants, especially on you, Leo.